I'm ready. Are you ready, Mark?
I'm ready. What about you guys up there?
This is a wedding podcast by Tree Studio,
where you can find your new weekly wedding insight.
Unsure about which venue is best for you?
Or are you choosing the right photographer?
Turn your dial up.
You're now listening to
Tree Studio Wedding Podcast.
Hi guys, this is Mark from Tree Studio. So as a wedding photography and videography studio, when we organize the conversations with our couples, quite a few of them always ask our suggestion for wedding ceremony locations. We then realize heaps of them book their wedding photographer before the wedding ceremony venue. So we decide in this episode, we're gonna give you some in-depth insight and visions for wedding ceremony locations in Melbourne, and especially those beautiful garden ceremony locations in the Melbourne. And during my past year shooting weddings, what I love most is those garden wedding ceremonies. Not only the garden wedding ceremony has got all the greeneries as beautiful backdrop for your wedding ceremony photos, but also it's like a all-in-one facilities for your wedding ceremony as well as location photos. No matter the size of the garden, after your wedding ceremony at the garden, you can go straight to do some location photos just in there. So it really saves you a lot of traveling and time on your wedding day. And just before we get started today, we're gonna give you some tips on the forehand so you will know what to expect when you are planning your garden ceremony in Melbourne. And so for most of the garden ceremonies, you have to apply for a permit from the local council. And another tip is to follow your wedding day's weather forecast, as most of the garden ceremony doesn't allow to set up a marquee or tipis. Meaning, if the weather turns out to be not so good, such as rainy or windy, you might need to set up a plan B for that. And after this episode, if you have made your mind to apply for a wedding permit at one of those garden locations we just talked about, our editors have done all the hard works for you. We have included every link to apply for the wedding permit inside our blog article, so go check them out. And the number one pick today will be the Carlton Gardens, with the site fees together with the application fees of only around $700. You can hold your wedding ceremony in one of the most popular garden locations in the Melbourne. Located on the north side of the Melbourne city, Carlton Gardens is one of the most popular and classical places where Melbourne people thinking about their outdoor garden weddings. The main avenue, which is so-called the Long 15, is my recommended place. At here, you can set the fountain and Royal Exhibition Building as the backdrop for your wedding ceremony photos, and tie the knot just between those beautiful tree lines. The perfect symmetrical balance is golden for wedding photography. And as the Carlton Gardens is also one of the most popular wedding photo locations in Melbourne, after your wedding ceremony at the Carlton Gardens, you could go straight away to capture the bridal party photos in other lawns or places of the Carlton Gardens. And when you prefer a bit alternations to tie the knot in the garden around the Melbourne city, this leads to our number two pick today, which is the Fitzroy Gardens. To stand out compared to other gardens' wedding ceremony locations, Fitzroy Garden could provide both the outdoor and indoor options. For the outdoor garden weddings, Lawn 9 with the old bandstand, Lawn 11 with the dolphin fountain are my recommendations. When you choose to get married in the wet season and still prefer some garden look, the conservatory could be one of your perfect garden wedding choices. The Lawn 9 with the old bandstand needs an early application for the busy wedding season, as it's quite popular options for Melbourne brides. And when you organize a summer afternoon wedding ceremony, you could choose the side of Grey Street Fountain, as there is more shade here. We have a bit long guest list for the wedding ceremony, then choose the playground side could give you a more space. Then choose the playground side could give you more potential space. The Lawn 11 with the Dolphin Fountain offers a better landscape option. The lush green native backdrop, the old elm trees, the paved pathway, and the fountain itself deliver a variety of background to your wedding ceremony. Staying also under the council of the City Melbourne, your garden ceremony at the Fitzroy Garden is also quite affordable, with the site fees plus the application fees of around $600. as the wedding indoor ceremony options for the Fitzroy Garden. The conservatory on the other side is quite expensive. For a short 1.5 hours wedding ceremony, they will charge a side fees of around $500. For wedding ceremonies up to 3 hours, they will then charge a side fees of around $1,000. And next up, we've got the Royal Botanical Gardens. When we talk about the Royal Botanical Gardens, sometimes we may get a bit confused. There are actually quite a few gardens inside the circle of the St. Kilda Road, Domain Road and the Alexandra Avenue. From north to the south, there are Alexandra Gardens, Queen Victoria Gardens, King's Domain, Royal Botanical Gardens and King's Domain South, so it can be quite confusing for a Melbourne bride to choose their wedding garden ceremonies. For the wedding ceremony, only the Queen Victoria Gardens, King's Domain and the Royal Botanical Garden could be hired. Moreover, you need to go through different organizations to apply for the permit and pay the bill. For Queen Victoria Gardens and King's Domain, they belong to the Melbourne City Councils, so you can check our direct link below in our blog to apply for the permit and pay for the fees. However, among all the possible wedding ceremony places in these two gardens, my preferred choice is the Pioneer Woman's Memory Garden, Lawn 7 with the Stampley Pavilion, and the Lawn 8 with the Janet Lady Clark Rotunda. The Pioneer Women's Memory Garden offers a quiet and private environment with a surrounded hedge. Plus, the small tranquil pond and the blue-tailed grotto will provide a perfect backdrop for your wedding ceremony photos. And for the Lawn 7 with the Stampley Pavilion and the Lawn 8 with the Janet Lady Clark Rotunda, they could accommodate an intimate wedding ceremony inside, so you don't have to worry about possible rain on your wedding day. And getting your wedding ceremony permit for your weddings at the Royal Botanical Gardens can be a little bit complicated. Currently, if you're not going to get married in the reception venues inside the Royal Botanical Garden, such as the Terrace, Garden House, and Jardintan, you have to contact Blake Feast to arrange all your wedding ceremony related services. They are the only outdoor wedding ceremony contractor in the Royal Botanical Garden. Blake Feast wedding ceremony service includes all the site hires, marquee hire, wet weather contingency options, as well as the post-ceremony drinks. And next up, we've got the St. Kilda Botanical Gardens. If you prefer to escape Melbourne City's traffic to organize a garden wedding ceremony, then the St. Kilda Botanical Gardens is definitely a great option for you. Setting the St. Kilda, Melbourne's inner south suburb, the St. Kilda Botanical Gardens has got some extraordinary views as the wedding ceremony backdrop. The palm line path, the ornament pond, the subtropical rainforest conservatory are just a few of them. Among all the places inside the St. Kilda Botanical Garden, the Rose Garden Rotunda is the most popular and scenic place for wedding ceremonies in my experience. And if you are planning your wedding receptions on the bayside of the Melbourne, such as Uncle at St. Kilda, then this is your go-to wedding ceremony locations as they are located so close to each other. And also located in the Port Phillip, the Kemsburg Gardens in Brighton is also the perfect wedding ceremony location for your wedding day. And the backdrop for your wedding ceremony at the Kemsburg Garden is simply amazing. You've got the historical mansion dating back to the late 18th centuries, as well as a fountain and some huge palm trees in the back. Moving to the western side of the Melbourne, we've got the Williamstown Botanical Gardens. Williamstown Botanical Garden is my recommend place if you are based in the western side of the Melbourne. Set at Williamstown and faced the Port Phillip Bay, Williamstown Botanical Garden has got 4 lawns available for the couples who prefer to tie the knot. They are the Golden Elm Lawn, Liquid Amber Lawn, Plumbago Lawn and the Sunset Lawn. And not only you can start doing some location photos right after your wedding ceremony at the Williamstown Botanical Gardens, then the Williamstown Beach is just 5 minutes away from the gardens, so for your wedding photography, you can get some photos of both the gardens and the beaches. And next up, we've got the Glass House. In my opinion, the The glass house is the perfect place to do your wedding ceremony, and afterwards you can go do some editorial wedding photos with your wedding photographers. The glass house is a designer nursery with two retail locations called Glass House Inside in Cremorne and Glass House Outside in Richmond. Although they can both be operated during the day and night, the Glass House Outside is a more ideal daytime event place, and Glass House Inside is more sort of for the wedding reception. Both these places style with plenty of plants draping from the walls, the industrial chic decors, the botanical splendors, and natural lightings drop from the ceiling, making this place an impeccable place to hold your wedding ceremony. On the other side, I wouldn't suggest you spend any extra on the decorations here, as it's already an extraordinary location for a wedding event. However, the pricing for your wedding ceremony at the Glass House Outside is not cheap at all. For a 2 hours interval between the guest arrival and departure, one hour for bumping in, they will charge up to $2,000 for wedding ceremonies during the peak seasons. And in the end, moving back to the seaside, the Port Phillip Bay, we've got two beautiful wedding ceremony locations just near the sea, so you can enjoy the sea lookout as the backdrop as your wedding ceremony photos. And the first one will be the Harbour Room, located on the Pier Road in St. Kilda. The Harbour Room is one of the most premier locations to hold a wedding ceremony with the Port Phillip view. The stunning ocean view and city skyline provide the perfect job for your wedding ceremony. And unlike most other beach locations, you could hire a marquee or set to the downstairs where the weather turns out to be wet. And for your rooftop wedding ceremony at the Harbour Room, they will charge you $2,000 and $1,200 for the inside backup in case of the inclement weather. And also bear in mind, as it's a rooftop wedding, they've got a seated guest limitation of 100 guests. And for the last part for today's episode, we're going to talk about beach ceremony locations at Port Phillip City. When you prefer to organize your beach wedding ceremony at a place with the capability of DIY spirit, then the public beaches at Port Phillip City are my recommendations. On the west side of the Beaconsfield Parade and the Jacob Boulevard, there are quite a few beach locations for you to choose. You've got the Katani Gardens, the Point Ormond, the Elwood Beach, St. Kilda Beach, Middle Park Beach, as well as the Port Melbourne Beach. And as a wedding photographer who regularly captures the weddings at these beaches, I would choose the beach in front of the Port Melbourne Bend Rotunda as my favorite beach wedding ceremony locations in Melbourne. At the Port Melbourne Bend Rotunda, you will appreciate the beautiful city views and the spirit of Tasmania as your beautiful backdrop for your wedding ceremony photos. And after the wedding ceremony, it's also very close to some of the most popular beach wedding photo locations, such as the Princess Pier and the Lagoon Pier. And when you prefer to have a beach-themed wedding around Melbourne, the beach here probably fits you the best. And the site fees for beaches under the Port Phillip City Council are relatively cheap, with only $200 per 2 hours for all the beaches and foreshore functions. It's definitely worth thinking if you are planning your beach wedding in Melbourne. And that's all for our best wedding ceremony locations in Melbourne. But bear in mind though, there are still many great ceremony locations out there in Melbourne. And if you got any questions planning your wedding ceremonies in Melbourne, feel free to get to us to get some advice from a professional wedding photographer's point of view. This is Mark from Tree Studio. We'll see you in the next episode. Bye.